Police officers shoot a man inside the West Valley City Public Safety Building. Salt Lake City encourages bicycle commuting. And the search continues for a missing fisherman at the Flaming Gorge Reservoir. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Brian Grimmett. A West Valley City police officer shot and wounded a man who walked into the city's police headquarters with a gun. Police say James Kammeyer pointed a gun at another officer and a clerk. He was booked into jail after being treated at a hospital. Kammeyer is a registered sex offender. He now faces charges of aggravated assault and possession of a weapon by a prohibited user.
Salt Lake County is sending volunteers out into the streets to encourage bicycle commuting. The new Bicycle Ambassador program focuses on education and outreach by training willing members of the public to spread the word. Ambassadors will ride public transportation and attend community events, answer questions, and provide information. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says this is the first countywide program in the nation promoting bicycle transportation.
We want people to have a resource where they can get answers to questions about how to safely ride a bike, what are good areas for transportation, and also just basic questions, how to load your bike on and off of a train or a bus, anything we can do to kind of encourage people to get out and help people to choose bicycle transportation as a means of commuting.
George Daenerys is the county's active transportation coordinator. He says the primary barrier to getting started is that people aren't comfortable on their bikes. They're not sure how to dress or what routes to take. And he says that's how the ambassadors can be helpful.
If they need an ambassador to escort them and mentor them on their route to help them understand how to ride, that's part of the program as well, is to really show them that the roads can accommodate them easily and safely.
Right now, there are 11 people trained to be ambassadors, and they'll be furnished with a free Utah Transit Authority pass for their personal and program use. They also receive discounts on bike equipment and services. To become an ambassador or to learn more about the program, you can visit activetransportation.slco.org.
A man who used to live in Sandy is on trial in Cheyenne, Wyoming, for allegedly robbing a bank in Jackson. Corey Donaldson is acting as his own attorney in the case. He said he was justified in taking $140,000 from the bank because he claims he gave the money to the homeless. Federal Judge Alan Johnson ruled last week Donaldson won't be allowed to use that argument. Prosecutors allege Donaldson told the bank manager that members of a Mexican drug cartel would blow up the bank unless he turned over the money. A search is underway for a fisherman whose boat was found partially underwater in Flaming Gorge Reservoir. Deputies from Daggett County, Utah, say they've called in their search and rescue team to look for the man after his boat was reported Sunday to be seen in the Jug Hollow area. And finally, the North Jordan Irrigation Company says the city of Murray should never have allowed homes to be built between its canal and the Jordan River. The canal broke last weekend, sending mud and water into at least 8 homes. Residents say the canal was a ticking time bomb that had shown plenty of signs of giving way. Insurance adjusters were out assessing the damage yesterday. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, April 30th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.